It had to feel strange to be on the field on Tuesday and working the normal Friday workday to boot. But on the field, they were working to get the train back on the tracks. Hi, everybody, and welcome to this edition of Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. I'm Brian Sexton. We're only 2 days removed from the Jaguars' disheartening loss to the Raiders on Sunday, and only 2 days away from the Jaguars' only primetime appearance this year, Thursday night in Nashville. To a man, the Jaguars say they've put the disappointment of that loss behind them and are focused forward. Quarterback Blake Bortles and his teammates understand that they can play better because they have this season.
You know, I don't really know how else to put it other than we have to do better. I think at every position we got to play better, find a way to play better. And, you know, I think one thing that is good about it is we've seen it before. We've done it, you know, this season. We did it last year. We have the ability and the right guys in the locker room to be successful and be a good, powerful offense. We just got to find it.
We always try to find answers, you know, and we know when things going bad in the game, we talk to ourselves and say it's going to take one of us, you know, to get things going. But as far as him, you know, playing on offense, it's so unique because all 11 guys got to do their job. You know, if it's one guy not, the play goes bad.
Head coach Gus Bradley knows what his offense is about, or at least what it's supposed to be about, and thinks a little early success on Thursday night would go a long way towards solving the problems.
We want to mix in the run and the pass, and I think it's important if we can get some points early and, you know, get a feel for what that's like. You know, we've been behind, you know, this last game, so it got us out of the run game a little bit, maybe even too early.
The Jaguars defense will face one of the best running games in the NFL on Thursday Night Football. The Titans behind DeMarco Murray are pounding out nearly 144 yards per game, and that's a big challenge for a defense that will play without defensive tackle Roy Miller, who was placed on injured reserve on Tuesday with a torn Achilles tendon.
You can't really replace Roy and what he does. It's going to have to be with a group effort. You know, a lot of guys are just going to have to step up, play to a little bit higher level, play a little bit more physical, because we're definitely going to miss Roy.
Cindric Marks may end up shifting over from his three technique to Miller's zero technique, which is a very different job. Marks, though, says he's up for the challenge.
I think their offense thrive off of guys getting out of their gaps and guys not being where they're supposed to be. And they got guys who can make the cuts and get downhill. So it's going to be all on us, being on our details and fundamentally sound on our run defense.
How hard is it for you to play that technique where you're used to getting up the field?
It ain't hard. I'm used to kicking ass.
Clearly, Marks is already ready to play his former teammates in Nashville. That'll do it for this edition of Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. Don't forget, Jaguars.com live in the pregame and all the best coverage right here on Jaguars.com.